This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Poker Face, episode 1. Dead Man's Hand is over, but we're just getting started here on Post Show Recaps. My name is Grace, and welcome to our Poker Face coverage here on Post Show Recaps. Of course, I am not alone. My co-host, a regular old Michael Weston from Burn Notice, it's Ariel. Ariel, how you doing?
Oh my God, I'm honored to be compared to the great Michael Weston. I'm so excited to be here to podcast about Poker Face. Natasha Lyonne, who is not a stranger to you and I in the podcasting game.
No, and in fact, if this showed up in your Russian Doll feed, that's because we're taking it over. Rebranding, the Russian Doll feed is now the Poker Face feed because Natasha Lyonne is the face of both of those shows, and that just makes sense. So if you are not subscribed to the Russian Doll feed, if you are not, you should make sure you subscribe. PushRecaps.com/pokerface. And rating and reviews would be much appreciated to just give some information on how we're going to cover this show, because Peacock decided to be very strange. They dropped 4 episodes today. We have watched 1. We'll be recapping Dead Man's Hand today, and then in a few days' time, we will do a recap of episodes 2, 3, and 4, all mashed up together with a special guest. That should be very fun. And then going from there, we will have weekly recaps with many guests along the way. So make sure you are subscribed to that feed. And again, ratings and reviews are very much appreciated. Ariel, we'll do a recap in a second of episode 1. But overall, what were your thoughts about episode 1 of Poker Face?
I was very excited going into it. Ryan Johnson, ever heard of him, is the writer of the show. I'm a fan of his. I know a lot of other people are. Netflix is clearly a fan of his based on how they treat the Knives Out franchise currently.
They paid big money for that thing.
Between him writing and, like we already said, Natasha Lyonne acting in it, and not just acting, being the headliners, a lot to look forward to. It looked pretty good. But I, as usual, I didn't want to have my heart broken. So, like, you know, I walk in with like slightly lower expectations, but that was not necessary. I had a blast. Natasha Lyonne is like in her bag here. Like she's incredible. It's so funny to watch her. She's so entertaining. Like my favorite shot of her was her like in her pajamas in a robe, just like walking on the street using an iPad. Like even just watching her do that is entertaining. So I had a lot of fun and I'm excited to continue. And I'm so far, I like how it seems like the season is structured. I know it's like, we've been told it's kind of be like a kind of case of the week structure, but there also is a plot mechanic, I will say, or a narrative mechanic now after at the end of this first episode that will seemingly be driving the overall plot as well this season. So a lot to look forward to for me.
Yeah, so I heard this being billed as a Columbo style show. If people are not familiar with Columbo, which is very fair, the idea of a Columbo episode is that you actually do know who commits the crime at the beginning of the episode. As we saw in this episode, we very quickly find that Sterling Frost Jr., played by the wonderful Adrian Brody, is the culprit of this event. And then we sort of time travel back in time as we watch Charlie figure out that something's happened. Charlie, played by Natasha Lyonne, and you know, again, just like driving a vehicle. Since Russian Doll, season one of Russian Doll, heavily praised. Season one, season two, maybe less so. I still thought it was quite good, and obviously known from Orange Is the New Black, and also killed it at the Golden Globes recently.
Yes, that was incredible. That seemed like maybe the first few minutes, the missing first few minutes of this show were her appearance on that.
If you miss it, the Golden Globes at around 11:02 p.m., Natasha Lyonne gets on and says, "We have to quicken the pace because we need to be off the air by 11. It's already past 11. And then goes on a monologue about how time is, you know, this cycle
time
and death
is the real,
of us all.
Is the real killer.
It's amazing. So she's amazing. And yeah, leading, sort of fronting this show where she's going to be presumably the case solver. Episode one, we meet Charlie. We learn that she has a talent. As all good detectives, investigators, you know, these type of shows, they need some sort of thing. Sometimes it's just that they're very good at investigating. But Charlie's thing is that she can tell whenever somebody is lying. Are you able to detect this, Ariel? Or is this a talent you have, is knowing when somebody is lying?
I don't not have it, I will say. Like when I know someone, when you asked me, my friend Anne, she was like, "How did you know I was lying?" I was like, "I could just tell. That was years ago." I think that.
Well, Anne's a pathological liar. I don't know her, but
you're not wrong.
You might call that slander.
Yes, it is slanderous. But you know, I do get feelings, but again, it's only, I couldn't do it with complete strangers like Charlie does it. It's only, you know, when I've gotten to know you after a long period of time. What about you?
I don't think I can tell when people are lying. I think you could fool me. I think I'm incredibly gullible. Like the thing about me is that like, I constantly want to, my friend Emily will call this out on me all the time, that I love bits and doing jokes. But I sometimes like can't take it myself. So somebody like Emily will make a joke and then I'll be like, no, I didn't mean, you know, I don't think that's right. She'll be like, I was joking. And you joke all the time. Let other people also joke. So I don't think I can tell when people are lying. So no.
I will try to lie a lot on this podcast.
Okay, great. Now, you know, you can lie to me. Yeah, Charlie, played by Natasha Lyonne, is working at this casino. She's a waitress or a cocktail waitress. And she gets called in because Sterling Frost Sr. Used to, you know, employ her to use her special talent, which you can tell when people are lying. And the new owner of the casino been passed down to Sterling Frost's son, Sterling Frost Jr., played by Adrian Brody. He also has this sort of this head of security in Cliff, played by Benjamin Bratt, who's been in a bunch of stuff. I feel like he's definitely like a that guy. And throughout the episode, we're going to see that, we see right away that Natalie, I believe is her name, played by Dasha Polanco from Orange is the New Black fame. She was also in season Russian Doll. Yep, getting my seasons mixed up. Mm-hmm. And she sees something weird on this man's laptop, and she goes to report it, and ultimately gets like sent home, told not, don't worry about checking out, just go straight home. When she goes home, also her boyfriend Jeff has caused a commotion a bunch of times at the house. He has to be kicked out of the hotel for causing a disturbance. She goes home to see him, and he is dead. And we see that he gets shot by Sterling, and Sterling shoots Natalie as well. So they are both dead. And Charlie, who is a friend of hers, we're going to get sort of this, her figuring out how Adrian Brody, Sterling Frost, an incredible name, I will say.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good as far as names go.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Owner of the Frost Casino. Why he did it, how he did it. Sterling Frost is also like looped her in on this. They're going to try and scam this high roller at the casino by using her talent, setting up hidden cameras. So that's how they're. I have to say, I really did enjoy it. I thought it was really fun. Yeah, I know. You can hear the butt coming.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ariel.
I thought it was very fun. I thought that, Charlie is going to solve it because she's going to realize she's going to be able to break into Natalie's iPad, figuring out the combination. She's going to look on the videotape and realize that Jeff never set off the metal detectors when he left. All this proves that it's just a con, and basically like because there was bad stuff, they didn't want Natalie to be able to sort of out this man before that they could scam him themselves. Mm-hmm. I do feel like the one flaw in the premiere episode, which is, it's not the worst thing, but Sterling Frost hires this woman. He hires Charlie because she can tell when people are lying, and then has to cover up that he has not committed a murder the whole time by presumably not lying to, or like he is going to be lying to Charlie. And shouldn't he, if he's so confident in Charlie's abilities, shouldn't he also be equally as worried in Charlie's abilities to catch Charlie? Sterling himself?
Yeah, I think for sure there's a little bit of, and this is, for my money, this is something that I kind of started thinking a lot about recently when I was watching Knives Out, Glass Onion : A Knives Out Mystery.
Yes, that's right.
Rian Johnson loves to make things complicated. And I say that with, for the most part, affection is the wrong word, but with appreciation for that style. And I think here, my point is that here you're kind of seeing like those two things working in parallel, like the idea that she's able to like solve this murder that he's involved in, but then he happens to be wanting to use her in this like way with the high roller and use her ability basically to like trick this guy and, you know, get all
he hires her the money before he's gonna murder Natalie, right? So and I do
yeah want to so like
it is Cliff who kills Natalie and Jeff not
yeah
not
so Sterling, I think is but. His what I will say is, having said all of that, like Sterling is presented as this guy who, like you said, is very confident and is trying to prove his dad wrong, but ultimately his reputation as being kind of an F up holds up to be true. And like, he ultimately makes that mistake of what you're saying, which is he underestimates her ability. And I think more importantly, he underestimates like her empathy and her connection to this friend that she had.
Yeah.
So I think it works for me on like a character level that like he would, it's not like a plot, miss. It's more like a character miss that he would like make that mistake basically. And he offs himself in the end. So, you know, he paid
yeah,
all
big,
the price.
Yeah, big end. Content warning for death by suicide. He jumps off the roof of the building. Cliff chases after Charlie. She does get shot, which I thought was often when you see like someone being running away. It's like they have plot armor and the bullets miss them. She fully gets shot at the end of this episode.
Yes, yeah. Credit. I 100% agree with that. Credit to them for like actually getting the character shot, which to your point is rare these, or just rare in general, right?
Yeah.
When people are getting shot at, but I just want to point out that it's like one of the few times that I have laughed when somebody that I kind of just met, but I care about Natasha Lyonne and she brings that stuff, whatever. So I don't want her to get shot. And then she's getting shot. She's like, what? Like, you're shooting
at me. And I just laugh. It is very funny.
It's so funny. And you're not normally laughing during a harrowing scene like that. So it's just, I think that's like a perfect little like microcosm of the, of where the flavors of the show kind of mix together.
Yeah. So I really like the way, as you mentioned, that this is an episode that is a case within itself, but then also by the end of it, I think gives us some information as to what might be the overarching plot of this show. I know the show has been heavily billed as like, we are going to get guest appearances. So we got Adrian Brody, we got Benjamin Bratt, we got Dasha Polanco. So two of those three people will not be on the show anymore other than maybe flashbacks. I'm intrigued if we have thoughts at the end of the episode, maybe about who Sterling Frost Sr. might be. I have one guess on my, but I felt like I thought I knew who it was. And then when I heard the voice, I maybe thought differently, but so essentially I thought this was really good. So set up the story of a case happening at the Frost Casino and eventually sort of it gets solved, but it leads Charlie to a spot where she needs to sort of go on the run. She gets the call from Sterling Frost Jr. who says like, there's literally nowhere in the world you can hide. And so this sort of seems like she's going to be on the run. And also like, it'll be interesting to see how they balance that. Again, we have not watched any of the other episodes. We'll watch them a bit later and recap three of them all together. So we'll get a good sense of what this show is in terms of how she's on the run and also going to be like solving like cases. Like I don't think this is like the same at Columbo in terms of like, he's like a detective you can hire. This feels like she's going to like run into people who need her help.
People in need, which I like. And again, that's kind of like going the way, another thing that Rian Johnson loves to do is like, you know, subvert your expectations. So you know, it's a case of the week and you're expecting her to somehow be hired or whatever, you know, whatever the mechanism is for people to like seek her out to use this power. And ultimately it's like, it sounds like she's going to be just on the road, like you said, and kind of running into situations. And we see that she's a super empathetic person. So like, clearly she's going to get emotionally involved, probably to her detriment when she's trying to run away. She's like, okay, let me just solve this mystery real quick first.
Well, I mean, the way that she can be such an empath, and just thinking about the show, is that she can tell if people are lying to her or not, right? So right, someone's sitting at the diner next to her and starts opening up and she can tell that they're not lying. Like, sweet. That's so cute. Yeah.
No, true.
I do think this is going to be a show again that's not sort of a whodunit. It's a how does Natasha, Charlie catch them? So how does she? What clues are we not seeing that Charlie is seeing? Like this one, I think the big one is sort of the metal detector, which I thought was really fun. So I think that will be fun to track in the episodes. There still will be, you know, there was still the mystery element of like what's on the computer. You know, why is Sterling Frost doing this stuff? There was all of that mystery element to the show. So I'm very excited for that. I just also thought Natasha Lyonne as Charlie was incredibly funny. There's some really great scenes in here. I love when she just can't figure out the name for an evidence locker. You know, like a small cage that, you know, like a cage that you put a phone in, like a small cage.
And then the cop who I should call out, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying, searching now very quickly. He's a cop that Rian Noah Johnson Sagan, loves to work with. I can't remember now. Anyway,
Sagan,
I will find
his
name. Oh yes, thank you. Hilariously is like, so we built a jail for her phone, a small jail. Like, it's just so good. That whole conversation's great.
Yeah. Charlie normally having a morning beer, but instead decides to have a coffee and then it's like fully energized from one cup of coffee. She's like,
it's hilarious.
I normally wouldn't say all those things, but I had a coffee this morning.
Right. And Cliff's like, are you on cocaine? I do just want to call, because you briefly mentioned the picture that we don't see. And I thought that was fun. Like, we watch them show, we watch Charlie and Natalie watching Pulp Fiction, and Pulp Fiction has like the suitcase that you never see inside. So clearly he's like, you know, the picture that we don't see is a kind of paying homage to that a little bit. I thought that's super fun. And just the way like the clues, like some of the clues we see coming, like for instance, their coworker at the casino knows Natalie's combination locker. So like going into the iPad thing with the combination, I was like, I feel like that's going to come into play. But then there's other things like the metal detector, like you said, where it's like, you don't really have. So I like that the show is playing around with like some of the things you notice, some of the things you're seeing, and then some of the things are kind of hiding in plain sight. I think you never want to feel in this kind of show, you never want to feel like you're being fooled or you're being kind of like not shown things. And I think so far it's like a good balance of that.
Well, I think the idea that we know who the killer is, like that's like, you know, 90% of like true crime stuff is like, or, you know, this mystery stuff is who is the killer. So, I mean, that's like literally the whole point of both of his movies, who is the killer.
Right.
And so, yeah, to do this Columbo style where we're going to see, I think is like a tricky thing to try and balance, to make sure that people don't feel like there's nothing to solve. Mm-hmm. And then also, yeah, balancing this idea that I think you're right. This episode for me did some fun stuff in the sense that I got to be playing along with Charlie as she's trying to go down the avenues that like I would also want to go down, right? Like trying to unlock the iPad. Mm-hmm. You know, even just breaking into her friend's house. I don't know the guy's name. I can't remember his name, but he's like, isn't your friend going to be mad that like he broke in? And she's like, please don't. And there's this line where like, it's like, please don't touch anything, which you think is because it's going to be a crime scene. But she goes, as in don't touch anything, as in don't steal anything. her friend that she knows can break into a house, also potentially likely to steal some things from the house that they have just.
Yes, he will be looking for old school Playboy magazines because that's what he was selling, I believe, in the beginning of the episode on eBay.
Yeah. So going down, you know, that's how she gets the iPad. Then she's going to try to figure out the combination. We're like in on the ride with her to a degree. Like we couldn't possibly know how she's going to get the code.
She holds up the iPad to the picture, I was like, I'll be pissed. I was like, I'll be kind of pissed if it works. Cause that's really something I would try.
I was like, oh, so like, smart. I love that it didn't work.
Cause like I wanted it to work as far as like emotionally, but I kind of felt like it would feel a little bit like cheating. And I'm glad that, like, it was simultaneously a very honest human moment, you know, but the fact that it didn't work, I thought is what made it even funnier.
Do you do the face recognition on your phone? Are you thumbprinting or are you coding? What are you doing? What's your phone combination?
You're like, how do I subtly ask for this? No, I tried, I kind of missed the thumb thing, honestly, but now that
you don't have the thumb. Oh, Apple got rid of thumbs.
Apple got rid of my thumb.
They
got
rid of
the like the home button that you used to be able to like touch and get the thumbprint.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but I'm an Android user. So
the face recognition thing though, is I can't. And like sometimes it's like it's reading my face. I don't like it. And here's the more important thing.
It's very judgy.
It's annoying because sometimes it doesn't work. And then
I know
it tries to read the face twice and then I'm putting my code in anyway. So like something that efficient shouldn't have a problem. Yeah. So I just stopped using it.
Well, I mean, that's maybe a good sign of maybe that facial technology and government surveillance is not as up as we want. If it like it looks at my face, it's like, that's not you. And like, it absolutely is me.
You're not tricking me. It can tell when you're lying. Yeah, maybe it looks at my face and you're like, your face changes too much.
Well, I am worried. Like, what if I get in a fight and I have like a big button? It's not gonna unlikely that I would get in a fight, but you know. Have you seen when people get facial feminization surgery and then their face have to be in like bandages? My phone isn't gonna, I'm not gonna be able to enter my phone. So I don't know. No, I don't think, I guess your thumb, now no thumbs. No, we still have thumbs over on Android.
They took my thumbs.
Yeah, I did. Like, I guess now I know that I can't just print out a picture of me and then hold it up. It won't work. It won't scan.
That would suck. That would suck if you wasted all that ink printing a full color picture of yourself and then you just.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so I just think, you know, there was that stuff. And then, like you're right, like they put the metal detector stuff that like, if you're super smart and if you got that, if you notice this, kudos, you should maybe become a detective.
I agree. Yeah.
That he had a gun and he didn't have the gun. Like, I think that's very fun. Stuff that you could do that you're like, it's not so like when she does it, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Right. You know, there's nothing. I think exactly what you're getting at is like there was nothing in it of like, okay, well, that's a stretch that she would get that. She's, you know, she's just clearly a competent person in general. So, you know, I just love that clearly they're having fun with it. Like in the writer's room, it's like they have to stay in that zone of like keeping things somewhat obvious for you to find, but then introducing other things, but then also making it that she would logically be able to figure it out. I think it's it's tricky, and that kind of just makes it more fun.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to keep seeing this, to keep seeing Charlie be our sort of focal point and our, the brains behind the operation, keep running into, I guess, people who will be murdered or have crimes committed against them and then solve them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at Chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at Chumbacasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What did you make of our guest, our rotating, our guest appearances in this episode? For sure, I think that's the end of Adrian Brody and Dasha Polanco, I presume. What'd you make of the two of them?
Adrian Brody, I don't know. We might get him again. Just flying.
What if Sterling Frost Sr. is just Adrian Brody and Old Man?
Okay. Well, you brought up Sterling Frost Sr. and I have since looked up because similarly.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah. I heard the voice and I'm like, I know who this is, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Should I say who it is because it's listed on IMDb? Is that, you think it's a spoiler? I'm genuinely asking.
You could say it. Yeah, sure.
It's Ron Perlman.
Okay, I did think it was Ron Perlman, then I thought the voice was not Ron Perlman.
Well, you were right. All I got was, I know that voice, and then nothing.
Oh,
so it seems like maybe Will, these days it's entirely possible that they just paid him for his voice and we may never see him. But it seems like if he's set up somewhat as like a big bad for the season.
I mean, perfect casting.
Going in thing, then I agree. Perfect casting. Then maybe we'll see him later on, but for now it's just a voice. Speaking of Sterling Frosts, though, Sterling Frost Jr., to go back to him for a second, Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Is this my favorite Adrian Brody performance ever? It might be.
it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. He's just playing total schmarmy douchebag, and it really does work. He's been doing a lot of this, actually.
He's crazy good at this. I just bought it so much. Like, obviously, the costume helps, but just the way he's carrying himself, the accent he's doing. I was like, have I ever found him this good? I think not. And I know some people will be yelling at their devices, but not me.
You're like, he was Arthur Miller in Blonde. Come on.
French Dispatch, we talked about, you know, Winning Time. I didn't see, you saw.
He's very fun in Peaky Blinders. He plays Luca Changretta, just a great name. He plays like an Italian mob boss in Peaky Blinders. He's very fun in that. But I thought this was, he did win an Academy Award for the pianist.
We all know the Oscars get it wrong sometimes.
Yeah. No, they don't. Did you watch See How They Run? Did you watch that movie from last year?
No, I didn't, but I know that
he's pretty fun. He's pretty fun in that. Also very similar. It's like a murder mystery. He plays kind of similar. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of slipped into a role.
He plays Natasha Lyonne in that one.
He does play Natasha Lyonne in that one. He's also Pat Riley in Winning Time recently, which I thought he was very good in. But yeah, no, I thought this was very fun. He plays, yeah, smarmy. To be fair, I mean, so no, I guess I can't be fair. He does fully try to hide up that, like, what is this guy's name? The bad guy,
Cliff.
Casimir Kane, the high roller. Oh. Like, that guy fully has, like, I think, like illegal porn, like child porn on his thing, right? Isn't that what?
It seems like it's something that, like, it would be something on that level, like something that upsetting, based on like several people's reactions who saw this picture. Very illegal, whatever.
Very illegal, whatever. Because she's ranting about that and the trip, but I guess that's before she would know what's on there. Anyway, so yeah, very bad. Whatever he's covering up to basically like steal all that guy's money. Which, like, sure, I don't care if that guy loses his money, but also like this woman got murdered. He does okay the murder of Natalie and Jeff. So bad.
Yeah,
bad.
Just like
he's
super
bad.
Casual. Who else?
We have Natalie as Dasha Blanca as Natalie.
So good. I thought she played. No. Yeah, I thought she played, especially in the very beginning. The fact that she's the first person we meet at the beginning of the show, so that's a lot of pressure. And she does a great job at being upset about whatever this mystery picture is, and then running into the hallway. Like, it was very harrowing for me. Like, when it turned out that Kane was in the bathroom, and then she runs out and she's like hiding in the stairwell. I'm like, don't stay there in the stairwell. What if he comes after you? Run. So I was very invested for my girl Dasha.
Give her a lead role on something. Come on. She's just been she's doing like these like part bits in like 3-4 episodes in a show. Give her a lead in something. She's great. She's so good.
She's good. Benjamin Bratt. Aging wonderfully. I gotta give him top marks.
Yeah,
on his beard.
Yeah, for real.
I actually thought, okay, let me big brain this for you or whatever. I thought they were about to pull like some galaxy brain thing when he was laughing. So there's the moment where where Charlie is kind of like, okay, I figured out the thing, and she has all the evidence, and then she tells them that I recorded the previous conversation. So she's basically like outing herself to Sterling and his henchmen. Cliff, who's played by Benjamin Bratt, and then when he starts to laugh and he sat down on that chair, it was giving like throne energy, and I was like, wait, is he actually in charge? Like, Sterling Jr. thought he was in charge, but like maybe Cliff is actually in charge. And I thought that was going to be like a bit of a reveal, like he's not just the henchman, he's actually like the boss. But that's just how good his evil laugh was. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I didn't really get, because I kind of thought that too. And then when it's not, and then he chases her out of the room, I was like, what? Like,
yeah, he's not going to do his old work.
Yeah, come on. You know, this is over. This is done. But no, he's great. So I don't think there's really anybody else. Noah Segan being the a sheriff.
I hope he comes back. I mean, she has his card
every episode.
Right at the end of the. I don't know. At the end, I would love him back every episode if they have conversations about like how small they can make jails, like small jails. Maybe like
Charlie always jail. Always not knowing one specific word.
I thought
already also not knowing it. Yeah,
in this episode it happened twice. So I'm really looking forward to that being a bit where like she can't, and it, of course, like it makes sense, right? Somebody who is so good at XYZ, in this case, what she's good at, would like have this like very specific other lack of thing for, I mean, and whatever, that's human. We all forget words, but clearly they're presenting it as that's a thing for her. It's like, what's that one word? I know I can't think of it. I love you know this. We both do, I think. Yeah. We love bits. And if this is the genesis of an ongoing bit, then I am here for it.
Yeah. Did I keep calling Jeff the guy? Jeff, I think his name is Jerry. I think the husband who gets killed. I think I was
well,
calling him
that's
Jeff,
that's
I
what
think.
He deserves is to be called. The
I mean, he also
Dark Girl Natalie.
Yeah, he doesn't seem great. I gotta say.
No,
yeah.
I guess we can say he does a great job of being a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Acting like one. I am very excited as I scroll down this cast list. I am very excited for these like big names that are coming
oh,
up.
Oh, there's a big one in the next episode. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't know who it is. I just know that a lot of these people are billed as one episode, and I'm super, super excited.
I'm a little sad, actually, that like we're going to end up like talking about next episode. I think this actress, yeah, is only in one episode, but it is a bunch. But this is the Hong Chau episode.
Yes, she's one of the ones that I was most excited to see. Yeah. Her and Judith Light, I see as well. So I'm super excited about those two specifically.
John Ratzenberger, I think, is in the next episode as well. So that should be fun. Who I think often comes up when I look at my letterbox stats, Ariel. He often comes up as one of my most watched actors because I've seen every Pixar movie.
Say again?
John Ratzenberger. He is in every Pixar movie. So he's like the piggy bank Ham, I think, Toy Story, and he's in everything. And so it'll just be like, you know who you've watched a bunch of? John Ratzenberger. And I'm like, it doesn't really, like, it doesn't totally count. Like, it counts, but it doesn't count.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Speaking of Oscar nominated actresses in Hong Chau, we also have Stephanie Hsu coming up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about all these things because I don't know anything. Like we said, I'm just excited to have these people appear.
Yeah.
And that's another, I mean, we talked about this when we covered the Knives Out movie for Pusher Recaps Theater. Of like the fun of getting a big name actor for like a low commitment role, just one movie. Similar here, it's even less. Like much fun just being one episode. So that's part of the appeal for me personally. So I'm very excited.
So I'm excited as well. How much do you think that in every episode we are going to get the overlying story? Because my thought was sort of with it being. You know, a case of the week show that it would be like, maybe like there's a chance that we really don't get anything until like very, very close to the end. I did say they dropped four episodes. There's going to be a total of 10. So another 6 weeks of one episode per week. Or it could be this thing where, you know, every other episode or so kind of like something happens where like because it does seem like Sterling is going to actively be trying to hunt Charlie down. He's basically saying there's nowhere in the world you could hide. So how much do you expect that the overarching story, because I think this is the thing that some people were actually not super excited about, was for it to be a case of the week show that some people really wanted. You know, I think when you put a name like Natasha Lyonne in the show, and some of the other people that they seemingly like could have got to be in this full thing, like I don't know what that would have looked like. Could you have got like, I think some people were a little bit disappointed to hear that it was a case of the week show and maybe are less interested. But I think we now have confirmation. I don't know that for sure. I mean, the Sterling Frost Jr. case could be next week. I guess I don't actually know.
Yeah. I mean, we did get a look ahead at the end of the episode.
Oh, I didn't watch that. So
there perhaps was someone in it that I have already met in this one episode and we're going to see again. I don't know.
Okay.
So it's not to your previous question though, or to your real question, I hope it's a good balance, like of the, you know, case of the week versus overarching, you know, plot of like her basically being hunted. We for sure don't need it every episode, but I'm happy to get like, you know, if they want to do a few episodes of just like a little coda at the end, kind of teasing this menace that's following her, I think that's effective, unless they're going to move that story along just as equally, you know, every episode. I have faith that they can balance it, but also it is a little bit of a complication. And as I already said, Rian Johnson loves his complicated stories.
That's true. Probably maybe it's all flashbacks. Like he's been doing a lot of this like time shenanigans stuff. So,
and then,
or flash
like
forward.
65. She's like 65 years old and telling the story to people who are like searching for a diamond in the ocean.
To be fair, they did hire a very a woman who looked a lot like Natasha, an old Natasha Lyonne in Russian Doll. So they have her on. They can have her on file. You know.
Stop. You're right. They did do that.
Yeah. What do you make of the runtime? It was, came in at over an hour for the premiere. I believe episode 2 is also going to come in at over an hour. And I think we're going around like 50 minutes and 47 minutes. I like looking at
the runtime, paper. So, I was like, absolutely not. I was like immediately offended.
I know.
But watching it, it was structured beautifully. Like, I did not feel the runtime at all. Obviously, you know, everyone involved, we've been singing their praises and it was super entertaining. So I think they did a good job of pacing it, which is true of, or which is important to any length of thing, right? Like, whether we're talking about 30 minute episodes or 1 hour episodes, at the end of the day, the thing that matters most is the structure and the pacing. And so far, so great with this one.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that nothing really felt boring. That's a classic. It was like, it wasn't boring, but it actually, like, not even like it wasn't boring. Like, it was very fun.
My favorite thing. You know what I did find boring though? Natasha Lyonne, no cigarettes. Did I miss them?
Yeah, that's so good. But she's drinking. She's drinking. Good at it.
That's true. Yes, she goes to before in the aforementioned scene that I was talking about, where she's walking down the street trying to guess the iPad code. Yeah. Yeah. Literally been doing it seemingly for just hours and hours and hours. And she's walking to the Liquor Palace, I believe it's called. She's a little bit of an alcoholic. Clearly, well, I wouldn't say alcoholic. She clearly loves to drink. Maybe this will be her thing. We saw her drinking Coors, then she's drinking Heineken in the office, in the open bar, product placement. Who doesn't love a cold beer out of a can?
Yeah, I was wondering whether this is going to be a thing. Is this like her vice? I think you've pointed out that she's very clearly she's an empath and can connect with people very quickly because she can tell whether they're lying or not. It's like that could be her vice as well, of getting too close to people as she's in danger. But I do think it did feel a little bit like there was enough scenes in here of her drinking to think that might be a thing to just keep an eye out for. I'm not sure I would trust that this is, you know, Russian Doll did such a good job, and obviously this is not made, you know, this is by Rian Johnson, not by the team who did Russian Doll, other than Natasha Lyonne is involved. But Russian Doll, one thing I thought was so good is that it did tackle these like very tough issues, like, you know, darker issues, mostly about mental health, in the show, in a show that was like very, very funny. If they're going to tackle addiction, I do think they could, at least I would trust it in like Natasha Lyonne's hand to not do it irresponsibly.
I absolutely agree. I think she's very capable, certainly in comedy, and we have seen her do it a bunch, but I think in Orange is the New Black and in Russian Doll certainly showed off some amazing dramatic chops. I think, you know, and the Russian Doll comp doesn't just, there was an element to Russian Doll of maybe not a case of the week, but certainly like a mystery that she and another character were trying to figure out. And
what if she wakes back up in the hotel room and has to redo the whole thing?
Oh my God, I would be so stressed for her. But I think it felt a little bit like that same energy from Natasha Lyonne of like, oh, I'm going to solve this mystery. And we saw her literally run around New York City trying to figure out why she kept waking up in the same place over and over again. So I think that part of it feels familiar in a in a welcome way. Charlie Kale, we'll just call her name also. It's very like Aaron Sorkin. It's Charlie Kale. I guess it's not quite alliteration because it's not the same sound, but it's a CC name.
I think it's Carly Kale, I think.
Carly. That makes so much sense. Carly. It's like, yeah, I'm going to call you Caddy.
The name is great. Good name. Good name for the main character of the show, Charlie Kale. I'm excited. We talked about cameos, but I think we got to make a prediction on the big cameo at the end of the episode. Ariel, she emails some people. She emails the town sheriff, and then she emails FBI at FBI.com.
Oprah at Oprah.com.
Yeah. And Oprah at Oprah.com, which I'm going to try to reach out to Oprah at Oprah.com and see if she'll come on the pod. Do we think that we see Oprah?
Puerto Rico's.
You get a pod. You get a pod. Do you think we get an Oprah cameo like some point in the show? Oprah's like, I got your email.
I mean, Yes. If we can get Oprah, we can get Oprah on 30 Rock, we absolutely can get Oprah on Poker Face. It's the same. It's the same company that owns Peacock, that owns 30 Rock.
True.
Just, if anything, just use the seat, get Charlie on a plane, and then cut in Oprah from 30 Rock. It totally makes sense.
Yeah. I was thinking in my head, I was like, Oprah has to love Natasha Lyonne, like if they ever met. But then also think like, does anybody not love Natasha Lyonne? I actually was going to say, I do think there is a little bit of people being like, oh, Natasha Lyonne keeps playing the same character. And listen, I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. She's so good at this. The like brash, you know, rough around the edges.
As the
smart,
previously mentioned, I agree with you. As the previously mentioned Oscar monologue, I think your point. She's just being herself. You're not picking up on her being the same character. You're picking up on Natasha Lyonne just being Natasha Lyonne. And as far as I'm concerned, give her every damn role. Natasha Lyonne as Batman 2025. Let's go.
I'm with you. So yeah, I hope we see Oprah. Oprah at Oprah.com is such a good
way.
I'm surprised it wasn't a bounce back, but so it must have gone through. All of these must have gone through.
It called the number Sterling Senior called right away, and I was like, oh my god, is it Oprah?
Hey, it's Sterling. I'm with Oprah.
And, Oprah, she didn't like that email.
What if his big bad moment is killing Oprah? Yeah.
Stop, not Oprah. Sorry. I have to bring up Russian Doll again or another Russian Doll comp. We have see Chloe Sevigny listed in an episode.
Yes. I did see that.
Russian Doll vibes. Hello.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I think that's our recap of Dead Man's Hand, obviously referencing poker. There was poker in this episode, which I guess
Be poker every single episode? Is it not a poker face show if we don't see poker face being played?
Well, we were kind of draft the logo for Poker Face for the podcast. If your podcast feed has been updated, you see that the Poker Face, or you can see it on Poker Recaps. And it was like poker chips. I was like, you know, this is very silly, but I'm not sure how much poker is going to be in this show. Because at the premiere event, it was all like road signs, which now at the end of episode one, I completely understand. She gets in the car, she's on the road. Like, I think this is going to be like, we're traveling across like, you know, America, we'll be in different cities. And that's, you know, that's how we'll get like different cameos each episode. So it's more like road signy. But, you know, after episode one, I'm wrong. There's 100% poker content in the episode.
Well, so far,
that I've watched.
So far, at least. But I think, you know, I think I've spent enough time after the Elvis movie. I've spent enough time in Vegas. I was glad that it wasn't like a bait and switch and she wasn't going to get out and she was going to be stuck there. No, she's getting out. She deserves better than Vegas. I'll say that.
Well, how far do you think she gets? So you presume she's going east? Not much.
I presume she's heading straight for Alaska.
Alaska. Okay. So what's north of Nevada? Where are we going next week?
Colorado.
I'm Canadian, so I don't know.
Right,
don't
have an actual excuse for not knowing. I just have a terrible American education system to blame.
Yeah, maybe we'll track.
Right,
in Vegas, right? This was in Vegas.
Yes.
Have you been to Vegas?
I have not. I've not been to Vegas.
I don't think it's for me. I don't think Vegas is for me. Yeah,
but I want to go to experience it, but I similarly don't think that I would spend a lot of time there. Maybe it's like a drive through.
I feel like the only, for me, the thing is like there is good entertainment there, you know? Yeah,
there's a lot of great entertainment. I'm sad that I missed Britney's residence, even though I guess she wasn't really, you know, she was kind of doing it under protest at that point. But, you know, there's always a new residence. I think Adele's on there now. Shout out to Adele if you want to come on the podcast with Oprah.
Oh, I have her email. It's Adele@Adele.com.
Adele@AdeleDazeem.com.
Yeah. I have some Rian Johnson tweets. Rian Johnson has been doing, he did this with Glass Onion a fair bit. This afternoon, he posted some tweets on his Twitter. So he actually wrote and directed this episode, and he actually wrote the script in 2020, right before he wrote Glass Onion. So this is a pre-Glass Onion. He actually decided to write this. And he wanted to set up Charlie, but also demonstrate the structure each episode would stick to going forward. So we do know that that is in place. For weird reasons, this is the second episode shot. The first was number 9, which he also directed. So that's cool. Let's see if there's anything else interesting.
Is he tweeting? Is he tweeting the plot for the finale yet?
Yeah, he's spoiling it.
It's not Ron Perlman. It's a fake out.
He wanted to reunite. Name? Yeah. He wanted to reunite with Adrian Brody after they made Brothers Bloom together. So he's very excited about that.
See?
But clearly he's a fan
more than me. Or he saw what I only see now. He brought out of Adrian Brody what I now appreciate in Adrian Brody.
Yeah. He shouts out Dash Polanco and Benjamin Brad as well. And then the costume designer, Trace G.G. Field. And then his last tweet is, oh, yeah, this knucklehead too. And it's a picture of Natasha. That's great. That's amazing. It sounds like he's going to do one every day for the next few days for each episode that gets released. That's kind of fun. Some behind the scenes stuff.
I hope so.
I think that's our episode one coverage, our premiere coverage. We'll be back with a special guest, just to sorting out timing. We will have a guest, just who that guest is, fully TBD. But we'll be recapping episodes 2, 3, and 4 all in that one episode. So if you have feedback, there is a few ways you can get it to us. So Grace at PostShowRecaps.com, Ariel at PostShowRecaps.com. I'm on Twitter at Hide From Grace. Ariel is at That Other Ariel. You can message us there if you are a patron. Or if you'd like to be a patron, patreon.com/postshowrecaps or postshowrecaps.com/patreon. You can chat with us in the Discord. There's a poker face thread, I believe. So chat with us in there. In the meantime, Ariel, what else do you got going on?
Wow. So much. Currently solving a different kind of mystery with the Winden Police Department over on our Dark Rewatch podcast, the Netflix series Dark. Full spoilers, so you are welcome, but you should be wary if you've never watched the show or if you've only seen a few episodes. We were talking about the full run of the show because it's super complicated. That's fun. That's you, myself, and DM Philly covering movies with you. Pusher Recaps Theater, that's super fun. Oscars, a lot of Oscars stuff happening, so we have a lot to talk about there. And I think that's it for me. What's going on with you?
Covering The Last of Us, so the recap with Mike Bloom, and then Video Game Club with Taryn Armstrong. Been very, very good. 2 episodes in, so looking forward to cover more of that. Mayfair Witches with Rich, part of the Anne Rice Immortal Universe. And then over on RHAP, you have RHAP Game Nights. We play board games with RHAP personalities. You can catch an episode where Ariel came and played. We played Spyfall, which is very fun, a party social game. You can catch all the replays on RHAP's YouTube and Twitch channel. The fans voted that we'll play Sushi Go in February, so date TBD, but that's what we'll be playing next month. I'm on Twitter at Hive From Grace. We'll see you in a few days time with our recaps of episodes 2, 3, and 4. Until next time, bye-bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.